Intervju Radija Študent.
V današnjem terminu za intervju Radija Študent bomo predvajali posnetek pogovora, ki smo ga danes popoldne opravili s Sanjem Jainom, vodjo njujorške zasedbe Red Barat, ki bo danes večer nastopila v Cerknem kot dela sklopa koncertnih terminov oziroma festivala Celtica. V kratkem, a zgoščenem pogovoru smo se dotaknili večine za njihovo novo ploščo Sound the People relevantnih podrobnosti, od same politične motivacije za pisanje in procesa nastajanja do Sanjevega odnosa z religioznimi izročili in praksami indijskega džainizma ter njihove aktualne postave, v kateri bodo zaigrali tudi danes na odru v prelepem Cerknem. Še pred in na to po posnetku pogovora pa bomo prisluhnili dvema skladbama s plošče Sound the People, ki smo jo pred dnevi predstavili tudi v tolpi bumov, torej naslovnemu Sound the People, na katerem gostuje rapper Hims, ter skladbi Vibrations, v kateri politična aktivistka in pesnica palestinskega rodu Suheir Hamad v spremstvu kitare in dole deklamira citate Sufija Hazrat Inyat Khana. Prisluhnimo.
Off our jail, see the words in my mail, and we flock and we sail, but our plans are derailed. So they threw us on a boat, they said, y'all make derails, and I tried to blaze a trail, they threw us on the scale. It's a slow suicide, or like salt on a snail, and we know we can't fail. Mama can't pay the bail, eating sod and no kale, and it's tasting so stale, taking shits in the pail while they drinking their ale. Goofy, soupy, surf the water to the sand, like the original man, arrived without a plan. Stuck around the airport where the plane land, running around in Queens, and I ain't ever feel strange, man. Crossed the Colibrani, lost my cast like Frasier. But cheers to the British for their failure and erasure. Extensions of connections of my culture through the music. They say this is all crazy, but I think they all stupid. Sound the people, sound the people, sound my people, the sounds of my people. Sound the people, sound, sound the people. Ever we brown, I feel like Robin Williams got me thinking about Flubber. 1929, I'm out in Cali with the brothers. I'm Gubber Singh, bumping Gabber with Raj Bubber. Cross the water with the daughters, we bought the whole Tucker. I'm Justin Adam, resonating off another. I just can't fathom what been going with my brothers. Bengali Harlem, I'm uptown with Puerto Ricans. In Cali, marry Mexicans, cause love is what I'm seeking. In the West Indies, speaking Hindi at the shore. I pray to God in English, you don't hear me no more. Holy moly, they turn holy to the color run. Try to scrub my skin so they could see if my color run. Sound the people, sound the people, sound my people, the sounds of my people. Sound the people, sound, sound the people.
People, 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 people. good, sunny. Given we don't have so much time, I'd like to start without long turns directly with the new record, Sound of the People, the group's fifth album. What direction would you say you went this time with regard to your other records, maybe?
Yeah, I think Sound of the People, it's one of the first albums where we had a lot more vocals. We have a guest artist, the rapper Heems from the former group Das Racist and Sweatshop Boys. We have a very well-known Pakistani singer, Ali Sethi. We have an American comedian named John Hodgman, and then also a Palestinian poet, Suher Hamad. And then it's all Red Barat kind of compositions and a lot more electronic kind of stylings with Dole and sousaphone and guitar. So it's getting to be much more of an electronic edge with more built-in lyrics.
And how would you say that the process with this one was? And was it really different than with your previous efforts, including all the people you said you collaborated with?
Yeah, I guess the biggest difference is all those collaborations, but also we're a six-piece now. Before, we were an eight-piece, and the emphasis was much more on horns and percussion. And now we're six-piece with electric guitar. Jonathan Goldberger joined the group about 3 years ago on guitar, but we're also processing the sousaphone and the Dole through effects. So there's a lot of electronic kind of information coming through, much more than before.
So yeah, you already mentioned this, but on the title track, for instance, you worked with the rapper Heems. You also worked with a comedian for this record. What do these collaborations, or specifically the collaboration with, for instance, the rapper spitting some critical and socially aware bars, mm-hmm. mean to you, to the band, specifically for this record, and also with the comedian, because they are very strong thematic.
Yeah. You know, the lyrics, and most of the album started getting written 2 weeks after Trump was elected in the States. And, you know, for us, it was just a next level of government inefficiency, a next level of also progressive liberals pushing forward much stronger because we have to in resistance to this administration. So a lot of the political message and social justice messages, which have always been part of Red Barat, you know, ethos, but always wrapped up more in a party message vibe. And this time we're much more direct. When we started working with Heems, I was bouncing ideas back and forth with him, talking about the ideas of being South Asian, about being brown, and that identity being brown in America and what that means, especially in this Trump era where everything is rippling through immigrant communities, through black communities, brown communities, and white communities. But it's something we all need to be aware of and address. And so these lyrics that kind of came up through the Sound of People were kind of a call to action for all people, not just brown people or South Asians, but the South Asian brown metaphor in there, the chorus that he spits is, together we down, I'm sorry, together we sound, together we down, together we brown, forever we brown. The idea of forever we brown is we're all brown. We're all dealing, whether you're white, black, you know, Hispanic, Asian, Indian, whatever, European. It's like we're all feeling these rippling effects of what this administration is doing, and we have to fight together against this.
Okay, and how do you then... This is just going in a rather different direction now. How would you then see the intertwining of this, for instance, clear political discourse or even the party message you were talking about before, with the other side of the, let's say, thematic coin, with a kind of a religious or mystic tradition, which is also strongly present, I think, in your work.
It is,
The Sufi poetry, the reinterpretations of Indian traditions, some Jainist symbolism, and so on.
Yeah, no. Everything is still there. It's still, you know, at the end of the day, when we perform, we put out music. Our idea is multiplicity of viewpoints. Our idea is pluralism. Our ideas are community, and so we're trying to bring people together. through sound recordings and through the lyrics, when people actually sit down and check them out, then they get deeper into the meanings of the social justice and political statements that we're trying to make. And we've done that in other recordings, but they're much more subtle. You know, like in our Shruggy G album, our 2012 album, we had a song called Halla Bol, which means in Hindi to raise your voice. And it's a political chant often used, you know, when you're fighting racism, when you're fighting sexism, when you're fighting any type of discrimination in India, people say racism, Halla Bol, raise your voice. So there's certain messages that we're trying to take and we're spinning around and using it in more of a party fashion, but it has these strong political connotations if you know the history of where the things come from. But the idea is not to get on the stage and preach to the choir. We feel that our message of unity is evident in the way the band looks. You know, we're diverse looking. We all come from different backgrounds. We live in New York City. We carry these ideas of global perspectives. You know, we have these opportunities and privileges to travel here, to come to Slovenia, to travel to, you know, Kazakhstan, to Germany, Switzerland. We get to meet people and actually talk to people, which opens our minds up. And, you know, we hope we bring that to the table when we come to different communities and we play and we're on stage.
Okay, so then in this context also community must, I guess, in the first line be a very important thing.
Yeah.
So I'm also interested in, you just mentioned it a bit here, but how do you see your place and the conditions within which you work in the New York music scene specifically?
How do we see our conditions? I mean, you know, everything and anything is work, no matter what you're doing, what's music or this and that. We're all passionate about what we do, whether it's in Red Barat or other projects or things outside of music. Everyone in the band is passionate about their work and about being in the moment and being a human being and living and being a responsible citizen. For us, you know, work is good for us in New York. Work is good for us everywhere. We've been around for 10 years. So we only play New York maybe 3 times a year because we're touring a lot. But it's still our home base. It's where our families are. It's where our friends are. It's where our lives are. And New York is good to us. You know, I think it's, you know, in a political or social sense, it's a microcosm unto itself, separate from most of America, where so many different backgrounds and communities and people exist together, where you might not really get that breadth of people and depth of people, not depth, but breadth of people in different backgrounds and in other parts of America.
Okay. Then just, I think we're running out of time. Maybe I can ask you just about the current lineup and the live
sure.
show. What's the current lineup of the touring band, maybe instrument-wise, and what do you really look for in a live show like the one you'll be doing today in the beautiful Cerkno environment?
Yeah. The touring band is the same band that recorded the album. It's John Altieri on sousaphone, which is that big tuba instrument that wraps around your body and spits out that big bell. And then soprano saxophone is Jonathan Hafner. On trumpet is Sonny Singh. On guitar is Jonathan Goldberger. On drum set is Chris Edelton. And then I'm playing Dole.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll just say thank you very much for this short but I think informative interview, and I hope the show today goes really well for you.
Thanks, man.
All things, all beings in this universe, we connected with each other, visibly or invisibly. And through vibration, communication is established between us on all the planes of existence. We, vibration, make different forms, figures, colors. we shoot forth one vibration, creating another, thus many arise out of one. In this way, we are circles under circles, and circles over circles, and circles within circles, and circles after circles, and circles before circles. Every vibration after manifestation becomes again its original source. Wallah, every vibration after manifestation becomes again its original source.
Današnji termin za Ereš intervju je pogostil Sanja Jaina, vodjo njujorške zasedbe Red Barat, ki bo danes večer nastopila v sklopu dogodkov festivala Keltika v Cerknem. Intervju je pripravil Žiga Pucel.
Intervju Radija Študent.